the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
wake
this place.
Wake up late now everybody.
Wake up late
now everybody.
Wake up late
now everybody. I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida.
Yeah.
Now. Let's start the show.
Good idea, Elgin. Anyway, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday afternoon here in Coral Springs, Florida. I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Ciro Dobrik.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
And a special guest in the studio, comedian and funny man, Mr. Perry Sack.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Member of the Wise Guys Comedy Show, although we don't really do shows anymore.
Not like the old days. No. Not many.
And, you know, the new tour is the Ebony and Olive Tour. Which is me and Chris Priester.
How's that going? Good? You guys going to Ohio?
Yeah, and working on a date in Orlando Improv, so staying tuned to that.
Sweet.
And, yeah, so, yeah, you're a designated host for it if you want to do it in Orlando.
Let's do it.
So, anyway, and, well, Jesus, where do we begin opening the show? Usually we open the show. Now, I feel bad. Now, Perry's not a guy, he hates politics. He obviously hates sleeves and long pants, too, by the way.
And underwear today,
and
actually.
The sun.
He does, oh, great. He doesn't listen to the same music his dad listens to. He's not sporting quite a tan, let's just say.
I haven't had a tan since 1974.
Dude, nothing scarier. Like, I man-groomed recently. I know that's a bad visual for a lot of people. But I man-groomed. And I need help, man. I'm at that point where I fucking reach around. My rib starts to hurt when I try to get certain spots. That's not good. But I when you do that, you don't realize how white your legs are.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, holy shit. You know, I'm like, oh, I got to go outside and get my legs out in the sun.
Cadaverous white, right?
Yeah,
there.
It is. Oh, it's like, oh, I look like one of those dudes. You know what I mean? I might as well wear black socks.
I was in the mall recently trying on pants and shirts, and the lighting on the mirror, and there was one of those full body mirrors.
Right.
You know, I was like a bodybuilder when I was a young kid. It used to be a proud moment. I was grossed out by what I was seeing in the mirror. I'm like, this is disgusting. Why am I even buying new clothes? Who's going to give a shit what I'm wearing at this
forget
point?
Forget it. I'm just going to get some overalls.
I'm just leaving. Horrendous.
Yeah. So, I don't like that. I'm not enjoying, I don't enjoy going clothes shopping. It's always great for me when I buy jeans. I got to find 40/30s.
Oh,
I'm sorry, now it's 42/30. Sorry.
42/30.
Yeah. What you got? What's your line? What's your measurements there, Ciro?
38/32.
38/32? Pretty good. Still under. It's nice to be in the forward, under 40.
Yeah.
God, you know? I went to the gym today, man. Did legs.
Nice.
Yeah. Did some legs. And then did the sauna.
How's that?
I love people in the sauna, man. They don't care. There's an old man in there. He's got no shirt on.
you go to LA Fitness,
yeah.
Right? I went to LA Fitness. I used to be a member there. Now I'm UFIT. But this true story, the one on right where Nippers is.
By the way, Noam Miner says you look good in anything.
Oh, I love her. She's the greatest.
If I was Joe, her husband, I'd be worried about you, dude.
Yeah. If this were 10 years ago, he should have been. I love her. She's the best. But this is a true story. So I go work out at that LA Fitness. This was probably 10 years ago. This was when they were right near Nippers. Now they moved. Walk into the sauna, and there were two guys in the sauna, and they both kind of like jumped when I opened the door. And both of them had hard-ons. Swear to God on my mother's life, who's alive, they both had hard-ons.
Sure that didn't happen.
So after like an hour or so, I said, I'm out of here. I was just like, whoa, did I disturb anything?
After I busted my nut, I left.
Keyword.
That's a true story.
I just walked in on it.
That's messed up.
I think they saw me through the little window, and that's probably what got them erect.
I mean, one time, you know, this is back in the day. This is back when I was fighting and stuff. So I would go like a regiment
with your wife. That's every day.
No. We're actually, dude.
No, that's good.
When I was fighting, and right. I would always get a massage after a certain week of training, and I'd go to this place. And, you know, Asian massage, great. You know, very therapeutic. You know, walking on and sticking them heels in. Listen, you know what I mean? And of course, you know but I remember I had a dry sauna, which was great. So I'd go in there for a while.
Love them.
Never, ever in my life at an Asian massage parlor have ever been there, and I found a woman in there. And God bless it, I'm in there with this woman in a towel. There's a woman in a towel in the sauna, and I'm sitting there with this fucking towel that might as well be a washcloth.
That really happened?
Mean? Yeah.
That's what you dream about.
Dude, I'm telling you.
So she's in a towel?
Yeah, and I'm nice. A gentleman. I'm not an asshole. Hashtag not me. So I'm not.
You should have called an asshole.
I said, hold on a second. I got a buddy who's in for this. You know what I mean? But of course, as a guy, you know, I'm like, what do you do? I mean, this is awkward. Is she a professional? I'm not going to assume that. And you know what I mean? Like sitting there and we're having a conversation and it became a little, you know what I mean? A little flirtatious even. It wasn't like, oh, you know, oh, I'm sorry. She was like, and leg opening and hey. And I'm sitting there I'm going from spongy to you know what I mean? And I'm like, wow, do I say something? Do I just say, yeah, I was about to just take the towel off. Oh, who needs a towel? You know what I mean? I was going to do that one. Oh, who needs a towel?
Then the lady's like, Dougie, we're ready to give you a massage. No, I just busted it up in the sauna. Yeah, I'm out of
okay,
here.
Thanks.
This was free. Didn't cost me a penny.
Get out of here. You're losing our business. I've never seen a woman. That was the first and only time a woman besides a massage therapist in an Asian massage parlor.
Yeah, that's nice.
You know, that's got to be, you know, imagine if you live next to one. You know what I mean? And they're like, you see all these guys coming here like, doesn't any girls ever go to this massage?
It's true.
You know, just interesting. So, I don't know. I was in, thanks everybody, at Zany's in St. Charles, Illinois. As I was there, and a very funny Brad Wenzel, young kid, he's only 25, very funny kid. And sold a lot of merch, which is awesome. And, man, you know, just weird.
Kicking ass.
Yeah, man. I had nothing better. Somebody from the audience... You know, usually when you have somebody come up and say, hey, I want to, here's a joke. No, I don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
But this guy, I was telling you before the show, that got my joke about me flying. My wife always wants me to fly.
Right.
This guy came up with a tag. I told you it. And it was like, holy shit. And the guy's like, really? I go, dude, that. He goes, and I go, what, you surprised the first time you ever gave something of value? And it was like, so I tried early show Friday. Nice big crowd, man. I did it.
Worked.
Fucking great.
Nice. I got one tag from a customer at New York Comedy Club years ago. You know the Butts Road joke?
Yeah.
She had an ass like that. Where do you live? Butts Road. Lady says to me out front, Perry, come in. You know what you got to say? I'm like, oh, God. You know who lives on Butts Road? Bunch of assholes. I go, whoa, thank you.
Here's my pen.
I've been done it every time, probably for 8 years now since that day.
Yeah. Once in a while, it's gold.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll say this. When I was in Vegas, I want to pull up my buddy there. One of our really good fans. I got to get him on here. Rob Salter, very good comedy fan in Vegas. Everybody knows him out in Vegas. Comedy groupie, him and his wife. His wife, when I did my foreskin facial joke,
mm-hmm.
you know, joke. And she came up with the tag, look, I'm cockeyed. It was great. It was
the perfect line.
What's up, Chris Machado? I'm not calling people out. Chris is a tough guy. He's not going to be worried about being called out on the show. Anyway, so we had an interesting time there. And, oh, boy. All right. The Facebook conflict. You understand Facebook conflict, right?
What's wrong with Facebook?
you say you play it? It's a funny joke. I've gotten to the point where I don't want to express opinions about stuff. Because, you know, it's something, you know, let me start with this one. I have a client of mine's wife had been my friend on Facebook. And she's a bit of a troll, you know, and listen, I respect, she's a liberal and stuff, and she comes down, like when I mentioned the shit about when Kathy Griffin had Trump's head,
it's not right.
You know what I mean? It was just whatever. I didn't think it was funny. It was almost like barbaric, insinuating violence against, you know, it's a bad sign, whatever. Everybody has their opinion. And now she basically attacked me, you know, by saying, oh, she's funnier than you, and whatever, you know, like, fuck, you know what I'm saying? You know, your breath stinks. What do I come back with at that point? It's my client's fucking wife.
Right, exactly.
What am I going to say? So I'm like, And then this weekend, you know Mark Calamusa.
Yeah.
My friend on Fees. You know him. Incredibly, this guy, he loves fucking with people. He's a Republican guy, and he has his beliefs great, but he loves
battling.
He doesn't fucking care.
Right.
You know, no one's going to go to his business. It's his business. He's his own boss. No one's going to ever fucking threaten him with anything. You know what I mean? He can say whatever the fuck. I don't give you a fuck. Like, go fuck yourself. That's his priest. You know, so she gets into it with this guy. And Yvonne. You know Yvonne from Yvonne and the comedian?
Yeah.
They get into it. And like I'm watching the World Cup on Saturday in my hotel, and I'm in Chicago, and I'm watching. All of a sudden, I go back. I'm watching fucking ding, ding, ding. 450 replies back and forth between these fucking three. And then I look at it, and I message him, "Hey, dude, take it easy a little bit. These are women, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? Like, you go, But they were, talking. He had a small dick. I mean, it was this. You know what I'm saying? Neither party was showing any signs of class,
right?
Or you know, or backing down.
Right, everybody just not you. I don't know if you witnessed it, but all this shit's going down and stuff. And then, like, I'm not even paying attention. I messaged him privately. I said, "Look, take it easy, whatever." Right. Then, you've been tagged in a post. Okay, well, it's her, my client's wife, and she's like, it's one of these things about some bullshit. Dude, it's a piece of shit liberal internet news agency that's a year old. It's like reading a paper that's written in crayon, for God's sakes, when it's legitimacy. And it's about these kids, foster kids, being taken around the city in New York. Who are these de Blasios? Who are these kids? We need answers. Well, maybe if you weren't in fucking Texas looking at all these fucking immigrants that came over the border illegally, you would know it's going down in your fucking city, you dumbass. So
de blah, blah,
nobody
blah,
know
blah,
the whole the report was simple. The report was simple. It was like, who are these kids? Where are they? Are they from the? Why aren't they with their? Everybody's going fucking nuts. And she writes on the post, "Dougie, I guess you're okay with this."
Oh God!
Right. So I messaged her, and I'm on the post. I go, "Not really." And matter of fact, what I'm not okay with is you tagging my name with under a post that insinuates that I don't give a shit about kids.
Wow.
I've been a mentor and big brother for boys' clubs. I've taught martial arts. You know what I mean? Don't fucking give me that horse shit.
Holy shit.
Now, here's the thing. Please don't make these type of comments. And then please private message me and explain this to me. I'm not going to fucking explain it to you, you dumb fuck.
Explain people why you're crazy.
Why is it that people want you to explain something that it's just a request? I appreciate it if you don't post or tag me in things and insinuate that I don't like kids. You want a fucking explanation of that? You want me to explain why I'm just asking you? And I get, dude, this is the shit that eats me up when you're having a conversation with somebody. Like all this shit today with the fucking Maxine Waters, her fucking post insinuate she needs bullshit. To be expelled from fucking Congress. She's an enemy of the state. This woman, you know what I mean?
With a James Brown wig.
Yeah.
Bitch.
You know, fuck. So then she asked for an explanation, and this, like, could you just please? And then I said, fuck this. Unfriend, fucking block. I'm done.
Wow.
That's it.
I don't have time to. I'm not going to explain to you why I don't want you. You know what I mean? You're going to insinuate. I'm a fiduciary. I'm a person of character. You know what I mean? You're going to fucking affect my livelihood by posting some horse shit?
On your timeline.
On my fucking timeline?
Insulting you, yeah.
Ridiculous. And then, you know, here's the thing. Now, here's the thing. I said, you know what? She's a bit of a fucking loon. So I better call or at least text my client. And say, hey, man, I just want to let you know I had to unfriend your wife.
Right.
She said some things that are a bit slanderous on Facebook, in a sense, about me. And he goes, I'll talk to you Monday, whatever. He doesn't give a fuck. He's not on Facebook. And then I get a text from him. I get a text from him that she's on his phone. You pussy. You're reaching out to my husband. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Oh, my God. Lady's got her fucking screw loose.
Dude, this is somebody who's is going to that, you know.
TDS.
Fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Arrangement syndrome, man.
Dude, and it's just ridiculous. And it went through this whole diatribe. I showed my wife, and my wife's like, oh, my God. You know, like, what the fuck is wrong with this person?
It's the same thing, like, the reaction to when you try to say that the beheading thing is not cool. And they jump in. You were cool with them hanging Obama from a tree. No.
Two rights don't make a wrong, motherfucker.
No one was right with that either.
Right.
Yeah. But we're talking about this now.
Is now.
Why?
Don't it's their way of justifying and not taking ownership of the fucking of it, the whole thing. It's the bottom line. You know, two wrongs don't make a right. It's just ridiculous. You can't say. Like, and here's the thing. Here's the fucking. It was so great. Somebody on Facebook. He said, "Checkmate, motherfucker." Because I had all these people were posting about what about all the violence. You know, that the Trump supporters did, like that guy who punched, remember that redneck fucking guy that punched that poor black kid walking out of, they got kicked out of the thing? It was nobody should be sucker punched.
Right, of
course. I'll punch somebody who I see sucker. You know, if I see somebody sucker punch, I don't fucking care who's right or wrong in that situation. I'll knock the fuck out of that person.
How come that's the only one they have the show on loops?
Well, you know, and those two made up, by the way. They went to court and they hugged.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
They made up, right?
Oh, yeah, that was like a couple years ago, right?
And then, of course, there was that one time the one of Trump's securities attacked one of the editors, the writer guy who kept fucking coming out, and he got basically deserved an ass beating because he was an asshole. Okay, but people seem to forget. A guy named James Olgensworth, whatever his name, Hollingsworth or Hawkinsworth, whatever, Hodgkinson's. Something like that.
Hodgkinson's disease?
Yeah. You remember that guy who shot at all those Republican guys playing fucking softball? You have the nerve to fucking tell me about the brutality of a Trump when you have a liberal supporter, who is a Bernie Sanders, by the way, thanks to my comedian friend Jason Solomon, who corrected me. I thought it was a Hillary supporter. I'll admit when I'm wrong. Wow. I'm like you fuckers. But he was a Bernie supporter. He's still a Democrat.
Bernie. They supported her.
The bottom line is you're gonna talk about some guy who punches some kid in the face with some weak right hook versus a guy who grabs an AR-15 and starts shooting people on a fucking softball field? Don't claim fucking high ground. It's bullshit.
Somebody's wound up today, huh?
I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck. I was unplugged. I don't give, the only thing I said, I had somebody, because of my post, unfriend me. And I looked at it. It turns out to be a new. He's going to be the new manager of a club I work.
Yeah, that's
now. Here's the thing. Now I got to worry about some fucking douchebag. In a sense, it's not going to fucking just because he doesn't like my ideology.
You won't get booked.
Well, I'm going to get booked because the owner books me, not the manager.
Oh, I got you.
But now I have to worry about
have him there. You even have a mediocre set, Dougie Bomb tonight.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I this is a club I'm supposed to move to headline at some point.
Wow.
This guy, do I have to worry about somebody because of their ideology, because of their feeling, because of something that, what happened to the good old days when we just used to argue about less filling tastes great?
I don't know.
Remember those good old days when that was the big fucking debate in the country?
Although I did see a great meme for the Time magazine thing.
Yeah.
Right? It starts off with the way they put it, the little girl and Trump. And he's like, "What's wrong, little girl?" And then Trump hands her a Snickers. Eat that.
Yeah.
You'll feel better. And then the little girl goes, "Thank you." And then all of a sudden, turns into Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, I thought it was Nancy Pelosi.
He goes, "That's what I thought. You look like yourself now."
By the way, let me give credit where credit's due. Nancy Pelosi and a lot of members of the Democratic Party came out and condemned, in a sense, Maxine Waters' fucking meltdown by claiming to, for her to call out people in this country to physically accost. And as she said, they don't belong here to anybody who works for the Trump administration. Basically, not allow them to eat out, not allow them to pump gas, not allow them to shop, go anywhere with their kids. Basically, Maxine Waters wants everybody in this country to basically go and physically, in a sense, and interfere with the rights of living in this country. This is what this fucking loon has come out and said. And, again, I bring up that fucking shooting. It doesn't take much to hype, to get the hoopleheads excited, And by the way, and so I applaud Pelosi for saying that's not right. That's fucked up. Because she knows this is the demise of the fucking party.
Yep.
The next thing that's coming is this DOJ report when we get the release of the rest of this fucking report. And we find out who really was the wrong, who the real fucking connivers of this fucking last election.
Why would they even want to open up any of these?
I love it. Don't you love? It's almost like you ever been in a relationship with somebody and they're always accusing you of fucking cheating or something, or you're doing something wrong, and then through all the shit they're trying to do, it comes out what they're doing.
They were the one doing.
Yeah, it's almost like, what do you mean? Are you looking through my shit? I remember I kicked a girl to the fucking curb one time when I was in college, because every time she came, she would look through my shit. I said, "You looking through all my shit when I go to the bathroom?" She's like, "Yeah, well, get the fuck out."
I know, it's horrible. I've had that plenty.
Get the fuck out, you untrusting bitch.
You don't need to know all of that yet.
Listen, if you're that kind of person, no offense, but if you're that kind of person, a person of honor and integrity would not appreciate it if you don't trust them. Just because that's a sign for good people, that's a sign that you're a fucking loon. Okay, that's a sign. So, ladies, don't get mad at your man. "Oh, why didn't you like it that I was looking through your shit? You think I'm going to find something?" No, I just don't appreciate people that are fucking snoops.
How about a guy having a male friend who picks up his phone when he's in the bathroom or elsewhere and goes through all the pictures and shit?
He's
really?
Camp.
Fucking friend of mine did that and found a bunch of naked pictures of girls.
Yeah. I'm going to assume. Okay. All right, I'm gonna be...
A fucking loser. No, but what a douchebag thing. Right. I would never... Male or female, I never pick up your phone
Nobody's
and go
phone.
Through it.
Nobody's
never.
Phone.
I would never
phone.
Do it.
Now let me. All right, let me.
He goes
let me,
through my phone and sees pictures of my girl.
Great talk. So let me say. I'm gonna listen.
Shitty.
Let me give you horrible. My. Let me give you my. I always hold people to a potential. Right? I always try to understand why something happens. I'm not gonna blame and. I always try to understand. All right. So let's just. Does this gentleman know your reputation?
Yeah, he's
okay. So this guy knows
a very good friend of mine.
So he knows you got new chicks on your phone.
Yeah.
All right. So he had a bit of a temptation.
And he knows who my girlfriend is.
Oh, okay.
So he probably knows he's going to see pictures of her if he goes in there.
That's nasty.
That's fucking horrible. Yeah. I would never. I told him. I said, in a million years, I would never pick your phone up and even look at who you called.
Now,
never mind. Go into your pictures.
Now listen. I'll say this. I'll
tell you when your phone rings.
Now listen. That's fucking. If let's say you don't have a steady girlfriend, you're just banging every girl.
I wouldn't have been as offended, but it would still be weird.
Yeah, just the fact that he grabbed your phone
and went through it. See, now I have a code, but back then I didn't have a code.
You got to have a code.
Yeah, now I got one. Now it's 526.
Hey, can I borrow your phone for a minute?
It was my gas station joke. True story. When I first started doing comedy, it would go, "What's your PIN number?" I used to use my real PIN number.
It, dude, I knew it. I think I said it one time.
I switched it.
I go. I bet you that's his real fucking number. That dumb bastard.
And I still have that same PIN number, but I changed the fucking
5, 4, 6, 2, 1.
So about unfriended, I'll tell you one. In the first and only time I was like offended and someone was furious at me when I first got on Facebook, I think it was pretty new, when Leonard Nimoy died.
Yeah.
And I posted on 95 and I posted that day. I go, my car just died on I-95, and I go, damn, Spock plugs. Spock? I got a message with all this lady in Napa Valley, California, who used to invite me and my girl to go visit her and her husband in Napa Valley.
Yeah.
That post made her, you fucking
yeah, she triggered her. She got triggered. Wow.
She went nuts, and I'm like, is she related to fucking Leonard
Nimoy? She probably lost her virginity to someone getting banged the Star Trek episode.
Fucking.
I'm guessing.
First time she got whatever.
Yeah, she got fingered by her uncle. All right, so, by the way, speaking of dying, Richard Old Man Harrison from Pawn Stars died today.
Oh, he did?
The old man, 77 years old.
Now who are we going to call?
Yeah, I love, one of my jokes that, by the way, AZ always wanted to take from me. He's like, you don't tell that joke, so you just let me take it. And I started doing it, but Pawn Stars, you know.
The one about the shit stains of Abe Lincoln? Yeah. That's fucking hysterical. Yeah. Let me get an expert.
I got the shit stained drawers of Benjamin Franklin. Well, how do I know those are the shit stained drawers of Benjamin Franklin? I got to call an expert. But the old man, and the old man was great. The joke with him was always, can you imagine going to dinner with that guy? $48 for a steak. I'll give you $5.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
He's negotiating everything.
Yeah.
Imagine going to a hook. That guy gets great rates with prostitutes. $250. I got to call an expert to look at that pussy.
Perry, come here.
Perry, get over here. This is my friend Perry Sack from Boston. He knows more pussy than anybody I know.
So how did he die? Did he?
The causes are unknown, but he was 77.
That's his son, the bald guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Richard Harris.
Well, he better quit smoking cigarettes. You ever hear that guy? Every time he laughs.
Here's the thing about that. Here's the thing I got to talk. Richard Harris, he's got to stop laughing at his own jokes.
He laughs at everything he says.
He says, so I'm not going to buy that.
And then he starts hacking like you think. Oh, God, it's gross. And I like the show, but I get grossed out. You can't eat
everything he fucking says. Yeah, this is our store. Chumley, get me a Coke. Exactly. So, good riddance. Recipe. Very funny, man. Witty, right? Cool as hell. And I wonder who's getting that sad. Nice black convertible Buick or whatever that was, that caddy.
The daughter.
Oh, God. This is great. So you do great on the show. You worried about being on the show and not...
Well, you haven't talked much on politics. Once he goes to politics, you ain't going to hear shit out of me.
All right. A couple things about restaurants. Obviously, we know the story about Sarah Sanders being kicked out of a restaurant, which he handled gracefully. So it's funny how people then judge how she then ranted on the fucking establishment. Let me tell you about the hypocrisy of the left, okay? First of all, this is that she handled herself dignified. She said, no problem, I'll leave, right?
Didn't
very professional.
Scene,
didn't
nothing.
Get all mad. You know who I am, one of this fucking nonsense. So she handled it gracefully. And then somebody said, well, gracefully, did you see how she trashed them on Twitter? I bet every motherfucker who fucking said that has written a bad Yelp review just because their fucking cupcake wasn't fucking warm.
5 minutes before they said that.
You know what I mean? They, yeah. Don't fuck. Don't be hypocrite bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Bunch of fucking nonsense. And it gets me. And it gets me. Yeah. All right. So you handle well. All right. So here's the thing. This is kind of stemming in a sense because of the Supreme Court ruling of the 7-2, by the way, pretty strong ruling of the baker in Colorado who wouldn't make a wedding cake for the gay couple. Now, I, first and foremost, as a business person, it's never a good idea when any business decides that they're not going to service somebody.
Yeah,
it's a loss of revenue.
Right.
And a potential bad, you know, so somebody must be doing it for reasons other than just
in the whole chain,
some sort of, you know, hey, I just, you know what I mean?
They tell them.
Yeah. It's, let's at least give that assumption to the reality of the situation. But the courts ruled that it wasn't discrimination. What they determined was it's not discrimination. It's more like there's a certain values. Like the guy didn't write. The guy doesn't make Halloween cakes. See, that's a pagan type rich. So this is somebody who's really committed to his religion. It doesn't mean everybody has to buy into what he believes. It just, you know, to me as a person, I respect people of faith. You know, if somebody comes in here with the Quran, I'm not going to shit on the Quran. I'm not going to say, you know, right. you believe, you understand whatever it is. You know, as long as it's not terroristic type activities,
right.
As long as it doesn't tread on me, motherfucker. You know, I'm going to respect the way you want something. I'm not going to tell you it's ridiculous, but that's what's happened in the last several years. People of faith have been fucking ridiculed and persecuted, and I'm not talking about the Jerry Farwell, these fucking, and the priest that molested the kids. I'm talking about just people who have faith and believe in a fucking a higher
just
cause.
Normal people.
Just regular, 90% of the population of the world believe in God or a God. Are you going to tell them they're wrong? So here's a person of faith, like Miss Universe, the one who said, like, how do you feel? They asked her how she felt about gay marriage. Well, she's like, well, it's really against what my beliefs are, and she got fucking trashed.
Right.
She didn't say they shouldn't get married, they're an abomination. She just said, you're asking me how I feel about something. And you're going to fucking trash me on my feelings. So, not fair. So, all right. So, here's the thing. On a legal debate, and let's make this simple, because when I was in law class and philosophy when I was at Nova University, you learn how to break things down to some of the simplest to make it. You take the emotion out of it, and you put something as equal to it. So, example, if somebody went to a baker and asked him to make a cake of his cock, like you, Perry right. Sack would go to a baker
the
and say,
Perry special.
Here's a picture of my dick. I want you to make a replica of a cake like my dick. Now, if the baker said, oh, I'm the
baker says, this is a pretty small cake.
Not many people in your party, huh?
We have a $10 minimum, sir. There's no.
I'll come back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Give me a fucking Viagra. I'll be back.
Any idea where you want to put the candles? How many candles? Exactly. You know, so the point is, okay. And that guy would say, well, you know what? I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Because he has a certain value system, maybe, and he should be respected. That baker should be basically respected for not. I'm not going to do that. It's not my thing. You wouldn't accuse that person of being prejudiced to a man. It's just something of a value system. Now, listen, again, I understand. I mentioned this about religion, but there's certain things that we tend to have belief systems on. Religion, culture, nationality. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things that happen to give us belief systems, right?
Apparently gender.
Right. You know what I'm saying? There's got to be something that you have a belief in it, and you probably feel good about it because it took a whole life to get it to it. So, all right. So that's what it is. Right or wrong. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to take it, you know, but make it part of your life, but at least respect. So, you know, so the guy didn't want to bake the cake. And then the gay, oh, this is discrimination, and this is terrible. And then every fucking lawyer in the world who wants to make a fucking name for themselves jumps in on this shit and makes it a national issue. A national fucking issue. Mm-hmm. Guess what? He won. Why? Because he wasn't discriminating. It was basically the court's determination that he was just following his own values.
Right.
His pursuit of happiness.
It interfered with his pursuit of happiness. He wasn't just saying, I don't like it. He just said, deep down inside, he just felt it wasn't right for him to participate in it.
Right.
That's how it won. It wasn't it. Now, if you have, trust me, I can assure you that, you know, if we have a trend of bakers going, fuck you, we're not going to bake cakes for gays anymore, business doesn't work that way. And it's not a trend or a precedent that's being sent or set that can cause damage to the gay community. I had a conversation with somebody on Facebook today. He goes, well, they should, you know, they brought up the whole thing of Hobby Lobby, chicken.
The Red Hen?
No, the fucking, the place. God damn it. The chicken place. The Christians run the chicken place.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A, yeah.
He's caught all those people, too. Like, that's just a value system. You know, they're you ever go to a Chick-fil-A, everybody's completely fucking nice. You don't have schmucks.
And the food is good.
And it's fucking delicious. Why? Because can we at least applaud their fucking value system? I don't know if those kids go home and fucking cut the heads off lizards. I don't know. But based on what I'm seeing. But it's a value system. So that's just something they say, look, that's just something we feel. You know, whatever. And here's the thing. Then all of a sudden, here's what happens. The gay community says, well, these people need to act this way. Mm-hmm. And here's the big thing. Here's the fucking checkmate on this argument. It's my understanding that if I'm a gay man, I don't want somebody to tell me not to be gay or tell me how I need to fucking run my life. This is my choice. I'm a gay man. That's what I'm going to do. I don't want to be persecuted. I want to be respected for that. That's who I am. I don't want to be treated. You know what I'm saying? I get it. You know what I mean? You don't want to be told to change. You don't want to be told right. That's not right. So who the fuck are you to tell them that they're not right? That's why the Supreme Court winning that case was a big fucking... to me, it stopped this progression of nonsense when it comes to this shit. It stopped it.
Definitely put something in the spike in the wheel.
But now, in spite, members of that restaurant were part of the LGBTQ. It's been determined that several of the servers in that room, because the owner took a vote, the owner said, we're going to take a vote, because they all know she was in there. We're going to all take a vote. And they all said, she's got to go. So... that's what happened. The fuck her. She's, you know, I don't want to be persecuted because I'm gay, but fuck her. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go ahead and do what I don't want people to do to me. Mm-hmm. That's the nonsense of the whole situation.
Conveniently wearing pussy hats. I don't get it.
Yeah, the pussy hat look.
I don't get it.
The pussy hat look is going to go down worse than the Capizio shoes that you used to wear as a bad fashion choice.
The way of the Z Cavalry.
Yeah. All right. By the way, speaking of food, I am officially boycotting Burger King's. Not that I eat at that shithole much anyway. I prefer Wendy's if I'm going to eat at a fast food joint real quick. But Burger King in Louisiana decided to not serve two police officers coming through the drive-thru. So that's enough for me.
Well, what was their reason?
The actual manager of the restaurant responded by saying that there were several people that they didn't serve or choose to serve. They asked first for a chicken sandwich, and we're out of chicken. Sometimes that happens. No more chicken. Can I have a Whopper then? No, we don't have any Whoppers. So you don't have any chicken or fucking burgers. Why are you still open? You know, what are you selling salads?
We have napkins.
Yeah, we got straws. They're not plastic anymore. You know what I'm saying? So a bunch of bullshit. And they had their kids were laughing like, nope. And they're like, you're laughing. You know, there's a bunch of fucking punk asses back there fucking with the cops. So and now here's the thing. Burger King, fuck you, Burger King, because... If you're not going to say it's irresponsible for that's what happened. We're going to draw attention to this. Everybody on that fucking staff is going to be let go because for what they did, bad decision. Because if you guys got robbed, wouldn't it be funny? Wouldn't it just be karma?
Yeah, that'd be great.
If that fucking place got robbed, and the cops go, oh, we're not working right now. Mm. We're out of our response. We can't respond. Our cars have no gas. Sorry, right now we don't have fuel in our car to get there. That would be ironic. That would be poetic justice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So fuck Burger King, right? And I know Nadim.
I was just gonna say they didn't pay our boy Nadim.
Yeah. that's why I'm really mad about.
First of all,
our boy Nadim did a national commercial for him. He didn't get a fucking cent. So fuck you, Burger King. If you watch this program, you're gonna eat Burger King. You don't eat there, right?
Nah, I don't.
Can I have your commitment? No Burger King.
No Burger King.
How about you?
I don't like it.
No Burger King. Everybody's watching, mad at everybody. No Burger King. Jackie Sanchez, no Burger King.
Who's going to protect your BK lounge now?
Go to Twitter right now at Wake Up Dougie. That's our Twitter handle. Say boycott Burger King. You know, serve the police. They're fucking risking their life. You know, they had the case of the fucking kid, unfortunately, got shot in the back, right? The black kid, this was a story that happened that the police now getting, again, it's a young black, I think he's black, a young man, like 22, was shot and left for dead. The witnesses said this is the car they're in. It was a Chevy Cruze, and they gave the descriptions. The cops pulled these guys over, fitting the license plate, fitting the car. Automatically, the kids jump out of the car, go running, which is what you do when you're innocent. You just get out of the car and fucking run for your life.
Right.
You know, because if I'm a young black man, knowing what I know today about all this stupid shit, how bad cops could be, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna run. Because I really, you know, that's what I want to do.
Could have been run for it Thursdays.
Yeah, it could have been like, you know, I had new Nikes on, so I think I could outrun a bullet. You know, but there does come question, obviously, should he shoot him in the back? Definitely questionable. But, mind you, how would you feel if that was your son and he was shot dead by two people? The cops had them, and let him get away because they wouldn't shoot him.
Yeah, I know.
Is that? I don't know. If I'm a father and a cop comes up to me, just like the cop in fucking at Parkland who didn't fucking get in there and engage anybody. You know, he shot him in the back. Maybe the guy realized he's not going to get. I mean, that I don't know. I'm not in that sense. I'm not going to make that decision. I'd hate to. I may have said fuck. I'm knowing myself. I don't want to shoot anybody in the back.
But I think they're trained not to shoot you in the back. Right?
I would hope. I mean, I've seen there was another case. But you know, I would think you got to chase the guy down and at least right. try to coordinate. You know, So that could be error there. I'm just saying. But again, we have somebody who may have shot somebody and left somebody's son for dead.
Right.
And I get nobody should be killed, but he was killed after potentially murdering somebody.
Right.
So, you know, the cop should be perhaps lose his job, whatever's going to happen. If he could take care of him, fuck it. But listen, you know, it wasn't like the kid was coming home from fucking class.
Right.
And mistaken identity, then fuck him. That's bullshit. The cop's got to go away for murder. End of story.
One of my best buddies is a cop in Boston, and years back, I remember I was talking about something. And I said, why don't the cop just shoot the guy in the leg? And he said, no, if you're going to
you can't shoot him in the leg.
No, I thought, well, you know, just slow him down. Like, or if he, instead of shooting a kid in the back, if he ran, I'm like, why don't you shoot? He said, no, you either don't shoot or you shoot to kill.
Yeah,
that's it. That's you don't shoot in the leg.
Yeah, what do you think? You
know, I'll shoot you in the shoulder.
The protocol or whatever.
I was a young guy.
If anybody ever says that, you take him to a gun range and you put the target out about 15, 20 yards, whatever it is, 10 yards even, and say, okay, shoot that fucking... The leg would be equivalent of sitting those two lines on the left side of that target.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And especially when people are attacking. You know, they're like, oh, why did they shoot him in the leg? So, like, how many times have you seen somebody get hit with a taser? It did nothing. Why do you use a taser?
Right. Well, yeah, sometimes numerous tasers.
If you're sitting... Like, forget about whether you're a cop or not, but if somebody pretty scary is coming at you, right, whether you have a gun, they don't have a gun, they're just big, and you know that you're not a fucking kung fu master, and you're not going to be able to defend yourself one way or the other. And I can assure you, if that ever happens, my advice to you is put a bullet right in the fucking center part of the gut. Anywhere for the torso. It's easiest. Don't aim for the head, unless you're fucking Clint Eastwood. Aim for the torso. That's where you go. Because what are you going to say? Oh, I'm going to shoot him in the leg, and then the guy, oh, the fucking, oh, you pussy, and then he strangles you to death. Oh, I tried to shoot him in the leg. Why aren't you being nice to me?
He drowned you in the bullet hole.
He suffocates you in his fucking wound. Just madness. This fucking world is mad. Look, I get it. The cop shot. It'd be great. No, the guy just got done. Almost killed. He may have killed somebody's son. And I could fucking tell you, if that guy killed my son and he was running away from me, I would have put a bullet in the back of his fucking head from 20 yards, and I would deal with whatever the fuck I had to deal with. But if you just killed my son and you're running away from me and I put a bullet in the back of your head, I don't think a court's going to fucking accuse me of shit.
You ever see the one where the martial arts guy raped the kid, and then when the police were bringing the guy to the courthouse, the father was on the payphone, just turned around, blew his head off, dropped the gun.
I'm done.
And I'm pretty sure he was, I don't think he was.
It was a while back. I remember that now.
But they let him go eventually.
They didn't. They found he was basically enraged. You know what I mean?
No, dude.
But there was probably, he brought the gun. And a good attorney's going to say he brought the gun.
Right.
He
pre-planned the whole thing.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But still, I mean,
I wonder what happened.
Yeah.
Ah, boy.
Those martial arts instructors, dude. You never know. Dougie was a martial arts instructor for years.
Tells a funny joke. Tell that joke.
I basically say that when I first met Dougie, he's like, hey, through comedy. And he said, come to my house this Sunday. I'm having a party. So I'm ringing the doorbell. I hear the music crank, but no one opens the door. I walk around the back of the yard, and I can see two naked chicks in the pool. And all of a sudden, I see Dougie in the pool naked with him. And I go, holy shit. And the girls are jumping out of the water, boobs showing. They're like 20 years old. They're gorgeous. I go, how do you girls know Dougie? And she goes, Dougie was my judo instructor. Dougie was my yoga instructor. And I go, hey, Dougie.
What the fuck?
Well, back then. I go, hey, Dougie, do me a favor. Don't teach my kids anything.
And for that? Yeah.
What was it? A judo instructor?
Judo
karate.
Instructor,
I think
karate
I said
instructor.
Judo and karate.
No Eastern philosophy for my kids.
Yeah. Don't be tutoring my kids, motherfucker. Anyway, with that being said, it's that time of day.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them, unlike all this other shit we're making fun of. Which is reality. Well, it's all real. That's the thing. Yeah.
Unless this is a CNN story.
Yeah. Here's a story. Bank robbery suspect gives ID and easily is tracked by the police.
Oh. This is true?
Yeah, true story. I'm not making this shit up.
That's the new system.
Yeah.
You ever see the one where the guy robbed the bank and he waited in line? He had a ski mask on and there was like four people in front of him and he fucking waited in line. It's a true story. You can Google it.
Next, please.
Shockingly, by the time he got the money and was leaving, the cops were out front.
They were waiting on line.
Yeah. He got bagged. Let him
do it.
True story.
Speaking of martial arts instructors, my taught me one time. He was like, there was a bank robbery back in the 70s.
Right.
Nunchucks and stuff weren't like really popular. And the guy robbed the bank with nunchucks. And then before leaving, he decides to do one of the Bruce Lee moves, right? Goes to do a toss behind the head and knocks himself out.
No, nice. Oh, that's the best. That's awesome.
That's perfect. Bank robbery. A suspect gives ID. In Columbus, Ohio, police say a quick-thinking bank teller in Ohio convinced a suspected robber to hand over his own license. Authorities say the man walked into the Huntington Bank in Columbus on June 4th and gave the teller a note saying he was armed and demanding money. The teller gave the man a stack of cash, but then he demanded more money from the electronic cash recycle machine in the bank's lobby. Police say the teller told the man machine needed a driver's license to dispense the cash.
That's awesome.
Are you sure?
Wow.
Oh, I love it. He needs a driver's license to dispense the cash. So the man handed over his license and everything with it. The license led police to the 51-year-old man who was arrested on June 15th for being an incredible dumbass and robbing a bank. I mean,
what you ain't going to tell anyone it's me, are you?
Can I have my license back?
Quick thinking by
send
that
it in the mail.
Great.
I mean, wow. Balls, too. It's balls, because who's going to think he's going to give it to you?
And you know what's interesting about that? You got to be careful, because when... And working at a bank, one of the trainings is you don't do anything that could cause potential you getting hurt, because then you're fouled. You know, if you're in a bank, like I've been in a bank, I've been in a few of them. No takeover robberies, but mostly they come in and what happened? Everybody's freaking out and the teller's scared and shit. I've seen many of them, but you can't like stop them. Hey, like I can't like go, hey motherfucker, and give him a Jean-Claude Van Damme kick across the head. They fire me.
Right.
They say, what happens if you missed and then he shot you and shot him then.
Right.
It's actually so. It'd be interesting to see if that's something that she's going to get in trouble for.
Sick.
Here's another story with theft. Rat breaches bank ATM in India and eats about $18,000 worth of cash.
Rat bastard.
I mean, I know there's not a lot of food in India. Matter of fact, there was a video that really got the Indian government had apologized for, but the Indian government police. They caught a man who slaughtered cows, and cows are sacred there.
Right.
And they physically beat him through the fucking street. I mean, they put him, they showed it, and they said, look, forget about modern day, civil type justice.
Send a message.
Well, the rat said it was the only thing he could find without curry on it.
Yeah. You think I'm going to eat curry? Rat breaches bank ATM and eats $18,000 of cash in Guwahati, India, when bank technicians in India were finally summoned to investigate why an ATM had not been working for days. They began to smell a rat. What they found inside the ATM was almost $18,000 worth of shredded Indian rupees. No, it's in one dead rodent.
Oh, it was an Indian rupee? There was definitely curry.
I guess it was bad money.
It was definitely curry.
Ate the fucking money. That's a sign of gluttony. See, there's a sign of the fucking sin gluttony. This, you know what I'm saying? That's like you sitting there with like 18 eight balls, pounds of cocaine going, anybody want to come over? Okay, I'll handle this.
Didn't they say that like $1 million a day was eaten by rats for like Pablo Escobar's money? Like,
right, where he stored it and shit.
Didn't even know that.
$1 million a day was eaten by rats. Like, jeez. There are some starving people that could use a dollar.
By the way, speaking of starving people, just a concept for my friends questioning what's going on with this immigration thing. But I was looking, I talked to an immigration lawyer. I'm going to try to get them on the show to go over the complexity of this shit and why it's a fucking big issue. And not a political issue.
You can't solve it on Facebook?
No, you can't solve it on Facebook.
Shit.
If immigration lawyers and everybody's trying to figure it out. But some fucking knucklehead that has an art degree, is going to fucking tell me. So think about that. So all these thousands of people are coming in, right? And they got to get processed and go through due course, and then they go through a court and all that. That's why they're trying to come with a lawyer. All right, where are you going to house them? That's the big issue. Okay, well, it's deplorable conditions. Trust me. Many of these places they're at are not as bad as the shitholes in Honduras. All right. And if and they're escaping this kind of crap, like in Mexico, the violence there, being in that is probably, I don't want to be like a fucking Laura Ingraham from fucking, what her name, from Fox News and say it was a fuck. I'm just saying that I'm sure if my goal was to come to this country and get citizenship, I would, if I was leaving a shithole, I would gladly stay in some, you know, government facility, you know what I mean, that had a food, air conditioning, at least, you know, I'm trying, you know, I can't be as that bad. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, the kid thing, yes, let's bring the kid, if you're going to, why not just have them all together? You know what I mean? Fuck it. I agree with that. But here's the thing. Now, the left wants the government to come up with funding to create these facilities to house all these people that come here illegally. Like, now we're, again, we don't want to, we're trying to keep them out so we're gonna have to, we can have money in Medicare and Medicaid for our own citizens and our veterans, and we want to have our fucking Social Security for all, whatever. You know, but now, here's the thought. What about spending all this money for housing our own homeless people?
No.
In California, L.A., all those fucking places, you can't walk down the street without stepping on a bum. And, you know, if we're going to worry about creating housing to make these people that are coming here illegally more comfortable than our own citizens right now that are homeless, we have something wrong. We're paying attention to the wrong thing. It's almost like with this whole fucking challenge, it's like philosophically, this is what it's like. And I'm going to break it down to something simple. Worrying about the housing for all the illegal immigrants that are coming into this country as opposed to the big problem is like worrying about finding a bigger cup to bail out a sinking ship. Mm-hmm. Do you get my point?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do we understand where this is relative to? If you're worried about the housing and the conditions of this situation, which is a complete clusterfuck, then it's like worrying about the size, getting a bigger cup. Like you're searching, right. You're trying to find a bigger cup to bail out the water that's coming through a hole in the boat.
Instead of fixing the hole.
Or drilling another hole so the water can go out. Yeah. I've seen the Three Stooges. You remember that? There's a hole. He drills in it. What are you doing?
See, you don't need to know politics. That's the shit you need to know on the fucking show, dude.
Exactly.
The Three Stooges.
Fucking gold. Radio gold. Perfect. We took a fucking serious situation, and you made it fucking Three Stooges. Perfect, Perry Sack.
I think they should have one. Well, in a day and age where everybody has a camera.
Right.
How come there's the same four pictures of these detention centers?
I'll be honest with you, dude. You know, we all, you know, the one, yeah, here's the other thing. The one publication that had that picture of that girl, turns out it was a completely false story in a sense. Mm-hmm. Everybody ate, we got a little excited because we're trying to sell papers. Go fuck yourself. You're creating hysteria.
Yeah.
You're causing a mass craziness on something.
Orson Welles.
Yeah, we're not saying, don't, let's cover it. De Blasio, we want to see what's going on inside. Who the fuck are you? Where are you about, New York City? You fucking idiot, De Blasio. Here's a fun story. Phillies fan injured by a flying hot dog launched by the fanatic. This is shit you got to worry about. See? You know?
Everybody's looking for pucks.
No, hot dog.
Watch the foul ball. Oh, my God. Phillies fan injured by a flying hot dog launched by the fucking fanatic.
But who's the fanatic? What is
Philly fanatic? You know, the
oh, it's the mascot?
The mascot. You know.
Oh, so he threw a hot dog and the guy got injured?
It was a flying Frankfurter, not a foul ball, that left a baseball fan with a black eye in Philadelphia.
God, what is in these hot dogs?
I know. How fucking fast could he throw a hot dog?
It had everything in it.
He shot it out of one of those guns. Boom!
You want ketchup? Kathy McVeigh says she was at a Monday night Phillies game when the team's mascot, the Philly Fanatic, rolled out his hot dog launcher. McVeigh was sitting near home plate, and she says, all of a sudden, a hot dog wrapped in duct tape struck her in the face.
Oh, there you go.
Her son, Timothy, was not available for comment.
He was locked up at the time. Is he dead? Did he execute him yet?
He's dead,
right?
He's been dead a long time.
They executed that fucker, right? Lethal injection.
Yeah, that's what it was.
McVeigh says she is suffering from a shoulder injury. So she was unable to swat the hot dog away. She left the game to get checked out, was diagnosed with a small hematoma, which happens if you fuck with chicks with bad pussies.
But what did it say? The hot dog was wrapped in duct tape?
Yeah, like, you know.
Well, that's going to make it a fucking weapon at that point, you know? You wrap anything in enough duct tape, it's going to fucking hurt if you throw it at someone.
The news, she doesn't plan any legal action. That's nice. That's, you know, because you could. You really could at that point. But then here's the thing. But then somebody who have means and somebody who has more better things to do would be like, what am I going to go to the fucking... Right. It's a black eye. I'll fucking put ice and meat on it and next day I'm fine.
And it's an, I mean, it wasn't, you know what I mean, intentional.
And she's probably a real fan. If she's a real right. Phillies fan, she's going to fucking sue the stadium.
Phillies,
why can't we get
mental.
Good, why can't we good fucking players? Well, you sued us, you stupid fucking bitch.
We don't have the money to sign anybody. We gave it all to you.
Kind of reminds you of like,
how
that's,
about you,
that's like
sign
the,
someone.
That would, that's almost of the irony of like, if a comic read a, wrote a bad Yelp review at a comedy club that you're working. All right. Where am I going? We did that story. We got a couple. What are we at time? All right, good. We got a little time here. By the way, you remember when Anthony Weiner got in trouble the last time for sexting?
Was he
a
involved in that last story?
No, well, kind of. Yeah. I'm trying to keep a trend of Weiner to Weiner stories. Ex-teacher busted for allegedly having sex with the same teen Anthony Weiner sexted. This girl must be fucking hot, Barry.
Jeez.
We need you to investigate.
We need her cell number.
You know, you're talking about, I mean, how does...
Listen, they were. She's requested friends from me on Facebook.
She has
no friends and no pictures but that one.
Yeah.
I am not going for it.
Yeah.
Look, the guy's name's Weiner. He sends pictures of his Weiner.
Right.
I wouldn't do that because I'm Sack.
The guy used to sell, the guy who. Yeah, the guy, it'd be a different photo.
Exactly. Yeah, couple
the,
of nuts.
Yeah. I, the guy who used to sell me weed in high school, his name was Greengrass.
Was that his real name?
Yeah.
Dude, that's perfect.
Oh, he said, dude, you're either going to sell weed or be a fucking landscaper.
He did both.
Ex-teacher busted for allegedly having sex with the same teen Anthony Weiner sexted. A former teacher from North Carolina has been accused of sexual offenses with a minor. The same girl that Anthony Weiner, who sent a prison sexting, who was sent to prison for sexting. Sources, God, this girl, could you imagine this girl's fucking yearbook photo?
Jeez.
And her bequeath? Sources of the news said the disgraced ex-congressman from Queens, who is serving 21-month sentence, could play a vital role in the new case. Jonathan Bush, 2054, is charged with statutory rape. That's when you fuck a girl younger than you standing up.
His name's Bush.
Yeah,
Bush. You got Weiner.
Yeah, exactly. But it's Bush, B-U-S-C-H, like the beer.
Yeah.
That's
how it all starts.
Yeah.
What's the girl's name? Susie Twat?
Susie Hot Pants. The incident liberties with the child. He was arrested on Thursday in Gaston County, which is where Weiner's teenage victim reportedly lives. The girl is now 18 years old, but she was 15 when she began sexing the pervy politician, Weiner. It's unclear how Bush made contact with her. Authorities would only say that allegedly the interactions took place in June and in September.
This chick's name Jenny. 867-5309. What a bitch.
The former teacher used to be employed at the lake where high school where she went. School officials... she was not a student there. But Bush resigned this week. I think he's going to have to worry about explaining himself. The alleged incident to the minor did not occur on campus. He fucked her in his van. Bush was arrested Thursday and later released on bond. Investigators have released little details of the case. Defense lawyer is certainly going to be looking into the situation. Blah, blah, blah. He's fucked. But, you know, you want to fuck, you know, young girls. Never my thing. You know, this like... Like this week was funny. This week in St. Charles at Zanies, they had like this. There's two big conventions there. It's a big convention place where I was staying, and one was like something has guitar instructions. So there's thousands of people from around the world that came to this seminars for like 2 weeks from one of the, you know, guitar instruction company people, and all these guys running around guitars and shit. And there was also like these girls, dance teams, you know, dance like whatever groups or whatever they are, like, you know, anywhere from. Like fucking little girls to like 15-year-olds, you know, and I'm like, I'm keeping my fucking head up in this place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be sitting there daydreaming. All of a sudden, you know, somebody accused me of staring at some young girl. And it was funny because Brad Wenzel, the headliner this weekend, he's like, I felt bad because when we opened our window, it was right there by the pool, and all these young girls are there like, keep the shade shut, man.
Dude, when I bought my house 12 years ago,
yeah.
I was trying to go talk to the owners. It was for sale by owner. So I was supposed to meet them. I go over and ring the doorbell. 16-year-old daughter. She's beautiful, right? She answers the door soaking wet with a white towel and says, well, I'm the only one home now, but you can come in. You know, come on in.
Wow.
She's dripping wet with a towel. And yeah. I go, oh, no. I go, no, I'm going to wait outside for your mom and dad to come
home. Hey, Perry,
home.
Can you tell them that a little slower?
Why did I go?
Did you tell that? No, I was trying to find my tissue.
That's like, remember the old.
Remember the houses they own because of that move?
Yeah, I know. That's a good point.
Yeah, right.
The father and mother are just waiting. It's all on camera. Yeah, and
I remember one of the funniest things I remember about little kids when the Summer Olympics were on and Lenny Travis was like, these girls in these things with their ass. Is this right that I'm staring?
He's hysterical.
By the way, speaking of good points, in relation to that restaurant in Virginia, one of my friends on Facebook, very smart, Wendy Morell, I think it was Wendy, I'm trying to look who it was, but she said, I really hope for this restaurant's sake that all the people in the local occupational hazards and the food, you know, the people that do the inspections, we really hope that they're all liberals or Democrats for that, their case, because if not, they're gonna start fucking. I heard they're having a lot of issues right now. People are trolling the place, and just, you know, what are you gonna do?
It just doesn't make sense to make that a focal point in this kind of an argument.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's, you know, again, like I said, like the Burger King management, they should have said this was wrong. We're gonna see to this. We're gonna investigate this. Not make up some fucking lame excuse that changes the whole thing.
How about not serving the cops you don't like the ones that did something wrong?
Yeah, like label those
all the cops.
Look, if you shot somebody and you're still working, you should have to wear an orange hat. You should be behind a desk
and be a crosswalk guy.
No, right? Maybe that's what you do. You teach people on the security guards. Oh, God. Here's an interesting story. Driver offers Florida cops best explanation for why he's driving with a concealed hatchet. I'm a lumberjack and I'm all right.
I'm a lumberjack. It's always Florida, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's a Florida guy story.
My name's Paul Bunyan.
Yeah. Well, you see, I got this hatchet because sometimes when I'm driving, there's branches in the way.
Don't ask me.
Thanks, buddy. Driver offers Florida cops by best explanation with a concealed hatchet. Actually, looks like Randy Vega, this kid, a local comic. A Kentucky man found driving through Sunshine State with a hatchet hidden in his car told police that he headed needed a weapon for protection from scumbags in Florida.
The cop said, hey, you're making a good point.
Carry on.
Carry on. Move along. Nothing to see here.
Travis Byerly, 23, was arrested following a traffic stop last week in Clearwater. Byerly's license was suspended back in April due to a drunk driving conviction in Kentucky, where everybody's drunk, where he lives in the city of Danville. During the traffic stop, a Clearwater Police Department officer found a concealed hatchet axe shoved between the driver's seat and the door. That's where he usually would put one. Hidden from sight, when asked about the weapon, Byerly referred to the unarmed Florida scumbags. Seen above, Byerly was charged with carrying a concealed weapon, driving with suspended license, both misdemeanors. He was freed from the jail, but they kept the axe. So
to protect himself from Florida scumbags.
Now, to be fair, the DUI was he was at home. And
right.
The emergency brake wasn't on. The trailer was rolling, so that's not really DUI.
Huh, okay, you know? I got you. I follow that. Anyway, it's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's been fun, right?
That was a good time.
A good time. Want to thank Sierra Dover, of course, for being here on Monday.
Thank you so much.
By the way, Ethan Moore is in China.
Oh, China. He really China. Is in China.
Yeah, yeah. China. So we're going to have some special guests sitting in on Monday. So I'm going to be gone.
But he posted moved to China, to Beijing.
Yeah, well.
He's just there visiting.
He's a lying cocksucker.
Well, I posted, I responded on his call, and I said, I seen him coming out of the Beijing massage parlor in Pompano. And Eric Rosenberg says, I saw him coming out of the closet. That was today.
Not yet, Eric. We will be back next month. We'll be here tomorrow, by the way. Elgin David and our new Tuesday co-host Danny the Jew.
Danny the Jew.
We'll be here tomorrow talking about stuff. I'm sure Danny's going to want to talk about this. All the shit that happened. And we'll get into that probably a little more because, you know, we did this for you. No, we didn't want to get stuck in politics. And that's why we had a lot more had a lot more people viewing, by the way. So that was a good sign. Because it might be the sleeveless shirt, too.
Yeah. And the no underwear.
And the no underwear. People trying to, you know, is that his dick or is that his wallet? Anyway, so, but tomorrow there'll be, and Monday we'll be back if you're in town. But after that, I'm gone, guys. I'm going to be in Seattle and Portland doing spots at Harvey's and various casinos throughout that area. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie for the show. And join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. on Facebook. And, of course, go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean. That's our home site. Go there. Become a patron. Donate $1 a month, $5 a month. Money goes to gas money. For these guys, we appreciate that. And how about you?
Don't forget to check out Miami Underground Film Festival's number one movie of the year,
nice.
Jimmy the Killer Dick. We won it, guys.
Holy shit. Oh,
nice.
Really good.
Also, you can always find me at Zero Comic or Zero Dober Comedy Circus on YouTube.
There you go. Perry?
Going to Boston on Thursday, but not for comedy. Be back next week.
Yeah. Well, you could have been like, oh, I'm going to be in Boston this week.
Yeah,
good, thanks.
I'm booked every night up there.
Anyway, thanks again for watching, guys. And aside from that, God bless. And we'll catch you here next time at the same spot.
Peace out, baby. That was fun, man.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. You're not the sun.